So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's up, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. We've got a short one for you today. I'm answering a question, and I'm going to get into a little bit of, you know, kind of my idea of what creates success and appreciation of that success long-term. So this one, I'm going to try to keep from ranting about this a little bit, but this is definitely something that I think people need to hear that are interested in going into business. And I do get emails quite a bit from students, which I really appreciate. I like the idea that people are trying to progress. They're thinking about their career before they're even out of school, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. And one thing I will say, though, is there's a trend that I've noticed with the students that reach out to me in particular, and that is this idea of how do I become successful faster with less work is the theme that I hear most people want to know, and when they reach out to me that are students. And I think there's pros and cons to this approach. Number one, is it smart to think about working smarter versus harder? Yes, absolutely. You should be thinking about what creative things can I do with technology now? What ways can I leverage my time? What ways can I leverage other people and skill sets and still be able to use my skill sets that I've gone to school to work so hard for? It would be a fucking shame if you went to school for 4 years of undergrad, 3 years of graduate school, and you never laid your hands on anybody after you learned how to be proficient and effective with that and be able to help people get over injuries. If you didn't want to be a physical therapist, why'd you go to physical therapy school? Think about that. This is something that we've spent a long time for, and we're very needed in the world. We help people, we help them avoid a lot of needless medical procedures, and it's an important profession. And I think it's going to become even more important going forward as we see a lot of people with opiate addictions and a lot of these surgeries that frankly are unnecessary. Now, you thinking about how can I create digital products and leverage my time, create programs and things of that nature, I think it's awesome. It's going to drive new technology in our field, and it's going to be incredibly important. But when I get people that email me and they want to know, hey, what's the secret to quickly becoming successful? What's the secret to being successful without having to work so hard? You know, what's the secret? Like, how do I do it faster? How do I get more out of less time? There is no fucking secret. The secret is work your ass off, put your head down, try to become the best at whatever it is that you're fascinated with, and do that for a couple years. Simple. It's that simple. You cannot expect to come straight out and be some kind of phenomenal practitioner, some sort of phenomenal business mind. You've never even put the work in. This shit drives me crazy. You can't speed it up. You can't avoid the hardship that goes along with starting a practice. You can't avoid the hardship that goes along with school. Think about how hard you worked to get into school. Think about how many people didn't even get into PT school. Think about how many people don't graduate or pass the boards. You do all that stuff, and then now you get an opportunity to become good at your craft. For years, years, I would go home while all my colleagues were sitting there watching Game of Thrones or whatever, which is an awesome show, don't get me wrong. One of the best shows probably ever. I was watching Mobility Wad videos. I was reading articles. I was reading books. How do I become better at my profession? I obsess over it. You have to obsess over it. You have to be fascinated with something to the point where you want to try to become the best in the world. Fast forward, get out of the military. Now I want to open a practice. I don't know shit about business. Not one thing. I've never owned a business in my life. I was in the PT school in the Army, and they didn't teach me anything about business. I had to learn all this stuff as I went. And you want to know how you become successful in business? You get out in the community and you get turned down a lot. You get out in the community and you try to make connections, and a lot of people say no, and you still do it. And you go back out the next day, and the next day, and the next day after that. You learn as much as you possibly can about things that are going to drive you forward: sales, marketing, finance, developing relationships, systems, everything that you need. Because if your skill set is good as a provider, the only missing link for you is the fact that you don't know how to get your message out there in front of the right people at the right time, and then get them to send their friends and family to you. And for the first 2 years that we were in practice, no kidding, this is not an exaggeration, 12 hours a day. I would wake up every weekend that I wasn't traveling to go and teach, and I would work on our business before my kids, before my wife would wake up. I'd be up at 4:30 in the morning. I still wake up at 4:30 in the morning on the weekend. And I do the same thing because I get work knocked out so I can hang out with my kids. 12 hours a day, wake up early on the weekends, get work in so you can enjoy time with your family while they're awake, and you bust your ass, and you do that for years. I've been doing this for 4 years now. 4 years. And if you think you can expedite that and get to the same place, well, you're sadly fucking mistaken. So you better understand that if you decide you want to go into business for yourself, if you want to do something that's more than just the average person, which there's a lot of people that are average, and that's fine. If you're okay with being complacent and normal and average, and you're happy with that, man, more power to you. I'm not that person. And maybe it's a problem with me, but I want to do something that's more than average. I want to be able to look back and say, man, I accomplished a lot. I sure as hell don't want to look back with regrets of not being able to put that time in to develop something that's more impactful on our profession and on my family's life going forward, you know, than I could have done. So if you think you can just get by some quick get rich scheme, or you can figure it out and you can trick somebody digitally online to buy some shitty product that doesn't even work, you can't do it. It's not going to work. You're going to have to fail. You're going to have to put the time in. You're going to have to do it for a long time. And the sooner that you can decide that that's the path, the sooner that you can accept the fact that you have to put work in and you can't turn the oven up to 700 and bake the cake twice as fast, the faster your life is going to become a lot more enjoyable, and you can now start to enjoy the process and enjoy the work and take pleasure in the fact that you have to, you know, do these things that maybe you are uncomfortable with. And that's okay. If all you did was things that were comfortable, you would never be able to appreciate those. Think about this. I remember the first time I went to the field whenever I was in the Army. We were out there for a couple weeks. There's no, you know, nobody takes a shower out there. I didn't grow up camping and crap like that. Like, I'd never really been exposed to that situation. And I remember when I came back, the first shower I took, I thought it was like the greatest shower of my life. And the reason why is because I was uncomfortable for a couple weeks, and all of a sudden, I had a little pleasure of life back again. I had a comfortable bed, and I had a shower that was warm. And man, did it feel good. And in our life now, when we can expose ourselves to discomfort, to hard work, and then we can sit back and we can take pride in what we've been able to build, that's huge. If you get out and you're just given something, you're just given this opportunity, given this money, given this, you know, whatever business, and you didn't work for it, you can't appreciate it, and it's going to drive you crazy. If you have to work for it, it means more. Work for it, commit to the process, and accept the fact that it's just the way it's going to be. A couple years of hard work to build yourself something that's going to be transitional for you, your family, and hopefully make a positive impact on our profession.